Hello. My name is Sarah Carboni, and I'm going to be playing some songs today for those of you here in the UBC Nest and those of you on the radio who are listening. And before I start, I just want to acknowledge that UBC is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. So I'm going to start playing some songs. This is a song I wrote a few years ago. It's called Cereal Song. So I'll go home and I'll hang out in my room like before. And I'll pick up the pieces and the crumbs I left spread out on the floor. Oh, and baby, I won't want you anymore. Oh, I won't want you anymore. So I'll lay down and I'll close my tired eyes and fall asleep. And you won't come around in the middle of the night begging me to see your side of things. And the moon will shine through the window. But I won't know. Well, it's been a year and I don't wanna be here anymore. I got my bags packed and I'm already halfway out the door. Oh, and maybe on the way home I'll stop at the store and I'll hang out in my room just like before. Thank you. For those just tuning in, my name is Sarah Carboni, and just want to say thank you to CITR 101.9 for having me today for Degree Navigator. That's the event this week. It's very cool. Okay, this next song is called I Want to Be a Farm Cat.
I've been thinking about Halloween. Well, it's not the way it used to be. We don't hang up plastic skeletons on Bella's tree. And I've been talking to myself in the dark, and I hope I'll be just fine smoking in the yard. And sometimes I get tired of being me. It's just the way it used to be. But I guess I wanna be barefoot now, sneak around the bunker, hide and seek on the ground. And I smell smells like evergreens, and we're bouncing on a trampoline. And it's a long drive to the trailhead, never felt so alive. You sure we ain't dead? Up here it's so quiet, sturdy and still. They never move, they never will. I've been sleeping in my bed all alone, and I don't know how I missed it, but it looks like autumn's gone. It makes sense, 'cause the candles all burned down to nothing. I watch TV and listen to the wind. But I guess I wanna be barefoot now, walking around the village, 10 miles from the house. And it smells like evergreens, and I'm helping pull out the weeds. And it's a long drive to the trailhead, never felt so alive. You sure we ain't dead? Up here it's so quiet, sturdy and still. They never move, they never will. And I've been thinking about living on a farm. I fertilize the lavender, turn honey into rum. It's alright if I decompose into something new. It takes time, but even mountain ranges move.
Cool. Thanks. yeah, so that was called I Want to Be a Farm Cat. And I wrote that song about a trip I took to Washington State a couple years ago in the fall. So it's fall vibes. This next one is a love song. So here it goes. Ooh, hang on a sec. Okay, there we go.
Cast a spell on you, but I keep thinking you're far too good to be true. But
that was a song called There's Something Between Us, and yeah, this next one is called Winter Song. Oh, and yeah, and my name is Sarah Carboni, for those of you who just tuned in. Yeah, and the song Winter Song, if you like it, you can actually listen to it on Spotify. It's just under my name, Sarah Carboni, so hope you do like it.
Bruised in my lips another time. It's graceful by design. I'm making mine. Take my body when you ask me about it. I hate you. I don't wanna make you. And I'm tasting blood every time I bite my tongue. And it's warm enough inside my arms. It's hard to hold me through the winter. Maybe it's the year I won't be sorry. Put it all behind me for good. And what's the version of this that worked out? Tell me more about that one. I'm sick of coming undone. But how do I make me better? I can't tell if I've always been a problem to overcome. What have I become? I need me to be better. Lay down here like a prize. Bend me over, break my spine. Twirl me around. destroyed it, and I don't wanna be the things he did to me. And it's warm enough inside my arms. It's good. What's the version of this that worked out? Tell me more about that one. I'm sick of coming undone, but how do I make me better? I can't tell if I've always been a problem to overcome. What if I become? I need me to be better.
Yeah, that was Winter Song, and that's a song about being sad in the winter time. yeah, this next song is called Dust.
I'm paralyzed. I know you're sitting in the driveway, and when I think about your face, I'll write a movie in my mind, and you'll gather dust in the corner of my room. But I will never get rid of you. And you're so mean. I know you know this song's about you, and it should make me wanna leave. You'll gather dust in the corner of my room, but I will never get rid of you. 'Cause this ain't a movie, and you'll never love me. This ain't a movie, and you'll never love me.
Thanks. I need to check the clock. Oh, I have time. I have like 20 minutes, 10 minutes? 10 minutes. Okay. Excellent. I'm going to play a new song. Yeah, it's called Bloom. Hope you guys like it. Oh, and once again, my name is Sarah Carboni, and these are my songs that I write. And also, once again, I want to say thank you to CITR. CITR is great, and I've been doing stuff with them for 4.5 years now, which seems crazy. Yeah, anyway, here's Bloom.
Dog, the way I waited by the I can't expect you to do the same. You always knew just how to turn me on. Got me wide-eyed, tongue hanging. I still feel you between the sheets. I know you didn't want it, so you must have needed it. I've tried to say it so many times, but I can't get it right. I still love you, but I guess I can do it from afar. And though you made me bloom, really wish it could have been. All the versions of me you won't know. I gave you my best, but it was so bad. It was your turn to break my heart. I know you didn't want it, so you must have needed it. I've tried to say it so many times, but I can't get it right. No, I can't get it right. I still guess I can do it from afar. And though you made me bloom, really wish it could have been more. Tonight I'm dancing, but I'm not dancing with you. No, I can't make you see it the way I do. Why, I fit right in the palm of your hands. I know them anywhere. Between loving me and what's good for you. And I still believe, come winter's cold, I'll hold you in my arms again. Don't know when I won't think that anymore. I still love you, but I guess I'm doing it from afar. And baby, you made me bloom, but I wish it could have been more.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a song called Bloom. And yeah, my name is Sarah Carboni. And I think I'm going to play one more song for you guys. And then the lovely Callum is going to be interviewing me on live radio, which is exciting. I think we're going to be talking about my band. And I wish I could have played with them today, but we're in the process of figuring out the band. So that couldn't happen. But, you know, I like doing a solo show sometimes. Okay, yeah, this last song is called GP.
You're here today. What good does that do me? You shone the sun right down on me. Good is that to me when you're sleeping in the ground? I will wake, but you'll stay down, and the picture on the desk beside my bed, it's not the one inside my head. And I would lay by your side if you want me to. It's true. Couldn't sing your favorite song. The Catholic Church won't let me. And I tried to keep it down, but I'm coughing up a medley. So I'll throw the windows down, and I'll watch the ocean water, 'cause I know you could not breathe, so I can do it for you. I can see you in the sunset I'm picturing.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys here sitting up front. Makes me feel like I'm singing to actual people. Yeah, so that was my set. My name is Sarah Carboni. And if you want to see when I'm playing next around town, you can follow my Instagram. It's just Sarah Carboni Music. Yeah, and stay tuned because I'm going to be talking on the radio in a couple of minutes. So thank you guys.
Being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Is it all that you wanted? Your hair blown in the cold breeze. Secrets within the trees that are not revealed to you. You're frightened of your nature. Your promises, they escape you. There's one more burden on the back of this beast.
British folk rock band Bear's Den will be performing live in Vancouver with special guest Izzy Heltye at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st. Their album Blue Hours pairs the duo's intricate songwriting with a spacious sonic palette inspired by 80s soft rock and big pop songs. To see Bear's Den at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st, get tickets at admitone.com.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both. Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Are live on air here in the studio after our last day of Degree Navigator performances. I'm here with Sarah Carboni.
Hello. How's it going, Callum?
It's going pretty well. How are you feeling after your performance?
Good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was nice.
Yeah, it's been a great week here. We've had, I was just talking with my friend Jeff here, who's sitting in, about how we've kind of been alternating performances. Our first day we had Gadfly, who were pretty heavy, kind of metal. And then the next day we had Danny or Darling, who was like giving us some of the R&B, like more like just
vibey. I've seen them
yeah.
play actually before.
They're super cool.
Yeah.
It was my first time seeing them. And then Narnarchy was back to like the rock, and now we're here with some like folk acoustic stuff. It's been really enjoyable. Yeah. So we were just chatting before you came on air about the status of your solo projects, which you've been working on for a while, recording and playing, and then your band, Cat TV, who's more of just a live thing. But they're in sort of stasis right now.
Yeah. So the band, you know, we're just trying to figure it out. It's, you know, I have never been in a band before like this year, and I was always so nervous about doing it. I was like, oh, I'm so like protective of my music. Like, I don't want to like have other people involved. But then I like formed the band, and it's actually been really great. But I have learned that keeping track of like five different people's schedules is very challenging. So right now we are recruiting two new members. And I'm really excited actually, because I loved my old drummer, Elias. He was awesome. But now we're having like a girl band, mm-hmm. which is like really exciting for me. So
I was going to ask, I think like the idea of doing an all-girl band is, it seems like something you're passionate about and want to see through. Did you have an inspiration for that or a genesis of that idea?
Well, okay, this is the reason that I really want to do that is because so I've been like organizing shows for the past year, often in my basement. And my roommates and I have this joke that every time we have a house show, there's just like 20 men in my basement from like 5 p.m. until the show starts. And I'm like, I've been trying to find like girl artists or just like non-men artists, but like, where are they? And like, you know, as I get to know the community better and like meet more people, like there are lots of non-men artists out there, but like, I don't really know any all-girl bands personally. Mm-hmm. I know there are some in the city, I just don't know them. So that's kind of the inspiration that I think, because I just feel like music is like sometimes like a male dominated area, which is like, you know, fine or whatever, but I was like, having a girl band would be really cool. So that's where it came from.
Yeah, well, I've seen you guys play once or twice in your full form, and it is very cool, so I'm excited to see it come back together.
Thank you.
Want to talk to you a bit about your DIY venue that you've put together in your basement, the Treehouse Tavern.
Sure. Yeah. It basically is just like a passion project of mine. Honestly, I'm very proud of it because I moved into the house where I currently live in May of 2020. And I remember like the very first time we toured the house with our landlord, I was like, wow, this basement is so cool. Like, imagine if I had bands here. But that was like in the middle of COVID and all my friends were like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then, you know, restrictions lifted and I was like, no, I'm going to do it. Like, it's happening. And I've definitely put a lot of money and time into like doing things to that basement. Like, it used to be like fiberglass was like coming out of the walls, so I bought like particle board and I like nailed it up, and like I feel like a carpenter. I just like, you know, did all this decoration stuff, and then I had the first show last August and it was pretty small. I think we limited it to like 30 people, and I was really nervous about it, but it went really well and like everyone had a really good time. And yeah, we're coming up on the sixth one, which is this weekend, actually. It's a secret location, though, so I'm not going to share the location because it is just my little house. And we've had it in the past where it's gotten like a little too rowdy, and then people vandalized some of our things, and I did not appreciate that. So we have gone back to limiting the number of guests. So it's kind of like an exclusive thing. But yeah, it's super fun. And also, okay, I'm just like rambling, but I'm so passionate about my basement. I love my basement. I have these little like rituals that I do with the shows. Like, you know, I have this chalkboard and I always write, like, we have three performers every time, and I always write like each of the performers' names and then their like Instagram account so people who come can follow them. And then at the end of like every show, the bands have like left some kind of relic. Like when your band, Callum, played, you guys left behind, like, one of your friends threw a bra on stage and we still have that bra on the drum kit, and like it's just permanently part of the basement. And like people leave behind like their set lists, and I also take Polaroid pictures of everybody, so I hang those up like on one of the walls, and that's like, you know, I'm like building that out. And then I also like have all these silly little like posters and paintings and stuff that I hang on like one of the walls. There's this one painting, we call it the mouth painting. It's like this really disgusting, grotesque painting of like the inside of someone's mouth. but like, I really like it. I think it's so cool. It evokes emotion, but all of my roommates hate it. But so sometimes when we have people over for the house shows, I'm like, okay, hot or not, this painting. And it's a point of contention for sure. People have strong opinions about the mouth painting.
Is that something that you like to do just in your life generally? Collect things and keep them around, little knickknacks and pieces of history?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Actually, a few weeks ago, I was biking around East Vancouver. I And there was like this painting of like this person on the side of the road, and it's like a beautiful acrylic painting on canvas. And like I was like looking around, I was like, did someone leave this here on accident? But like, no, they were just like free painting. And so I'm definitely the roommate who brings crap home from the street. I've done that with like a lot of things. Like in my first year of university, I was walking around like one of the residence areas, and I found this like pottery vase of like, it's like a vase and then there's like an octopus, like, or like a squid or something like wrapped around it. And like, it's kind of broken, but it's so cool. And I was like, who would throw this away? Like, this is beautiful art. And yeah, I don't know how my roommates feel about me bringing all this stuff home, but I like to collect that kind of thing. Because it's like, you know, someone put their time into that and like it carries a story. So.
Exactly. You never want to leave anything just hanging there.
Yeah.
I've been an aficionado of the free pile for a while. And I think there are a lot of, you know, special things that you can find just laying around.
Yeah. What have you found?
I found a wok once.
A wok? Oh, yeah. Like a pan wok?
Like a pan wok.
Wow.
A fully intact one just on my wok home from school.
Nice. A wok from the wok.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
It's been in my kitchen ever since.
And you use it.
I use it. It's a great wok.
And you just, you know, someone else, the story's embedded in the pan. There are so many other people who've used the wok.
Exactly. Well, maybe we can circle back around to music a little through
this. Yeah, sorry.
I don't mind at all. But I remember just before you went on, kind of a little chat that happened about songwriting and how you were saying you like to just write about your day sometimes to get ideas and see what comes out. Is that like a daily thing for you? Do you journal? Do you keep track of, you know, the events of your life?
Yeah. So it, kind of what I do, I like to call it building a note. And it basically just means like in the notes app of my phone, like if I'm like in a certain like era of my life, then I create a new note and then I write down all these like lyric ideas that I have for that. And then, you know, when one era ends, I move on to another note. And that's kind of how I do that. But like, for right now, for example, like I'm writing a bunch of songs and I'm like, I have this note that I've been writing lyric ideas in for a while. And some of those ideas I've already like put into a song, like the song I recently wrote called Bloom. Like a lot of the lyrics from that note are in that song. But then there's also other ones that I'm like, I like pick and choose from when I like sit down with the guitar. So that's kind of how I do like lyrics. But I don't know. Recently, I've been trying to like write concepts because I feel like a lot of my songs are just very much like, here is a slice of life from what I'm thinking about right now, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And I like it and I don't see a problem with it. But I don't know. Recently, I've been playing with like what could this metaphor mean, and how can we like explore that metaphor as a whole song? And it's definitely more difficult for me than kind of just like stream of consciousness stuff. But that's been fun and a good exercise. So
mm-hmm. It's tough being a singer-songwriter.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, your voice takes up half the audio space along with your guitar or piano.
Mm-hmm.
Do you are you into like the craft of songwriting? Is that something that you spend a lot of time kind of thinking about, or do you have favorite songwriters that inspire you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like this is obvious, but like Phoebe Bridgers, I think she's pretty cool. I really admire, I don't know, I guess for me, the way that I think about my music and like the type of music that I really like connect with is that you're basically just like crying into the song. Actually, again, I'm going to go off on a tangent, but I'm getting a new tattoo soon. Oh, if my dad is listening, I'm sorry. But I'm getting a new tattoo soon, and it's going to be like, well, I don't really know, like the artist still has to design it, but basically the idea is that it's like someone crying but instead of like tears, it's like music notes. Because like that's how I feel a lot of the time. Like I feel like physiologically and psychologically for me, crying and singing serve exactly the same purpose. Which is why all my songs are really sad, because it's just like that's what it's for, you know, in my mind.
I've definitely heard people chatting before shows of yours I've been to, and they're like, okay, we're all going to get ready to cry.
Oh, God.
How do you feel about the kind of, I don't even know what to say. I guess groupies can be a proper term. The people that will, you know, just follow you to all your shows, your roommates or friends who know all the lyrics.
Yeah, it actually makes me so emotional. Like, oh God, yeah. Like when I like see my friends like mouthing the words in the front row, or sometimes screaming the words like that. Like I had a show this past Friday, and yeah, like two of my roommates who are like my best friends, they were like in the front row screaming the lyrics to me, and like, I don't know. It just makes me feel very good, and I really appreciate that. And yeah, my friends have like made jokes about like, oh, like what is our groupie name? And they, I hope I'm allowed to say this on air.
You know, you have radio training. You
okay? Well, I'll just hint at it. My last name is Carboni, and they have like a fun, cute little nickname that they've built out of my last name. So
I'm sure we can divine.
Yeah,
people
are intelligent. They'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to ask on the subject of playing to crowds and fans. You've played a few shows recently, or at least the ones where I've been in attendance, where you've been kind of the odd one out, the person who's just up there with a guitar amongst, you know, a bunch of rock bands or loud acts. How do you feel about your kind of place in the scene?
It is something I think about sometimes, because, like, I don't know, like, my music is just really sad. Like, that's just how it is. And, like, I like that. I don't plan to really change that, but it is tough sometimes because I've been like gigging a lot in the past year, and like I don't really want to like bum people out, but like I've had people say to me like, wow, Sarah, like your set made me cry, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry, and they're like, no, like it was so cathartic, excuse me, like it was so cathartic, and like it was beautiful, and like in a good way, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, like sick, like that's I like that, and you know, like I personally like I like to go see bands that play sad songs, like mm-hmm. like yeah, I saw Phoebe Bridgers a few months ago, and like she plays a lot of sad songs, and like mm-hmm. she fills big big, you know, venues full of people, so like I don't know, I've definitely had my like insecurity about it. I'm like, is it too sad, do people not want that, but like there's a niche for it for sure.
Oh yeah.
In terms of like within the community here, you know, I don't know. I guess I've had people say to me like, you really know how to open up a show, and I'm like, mm-hmm. that's nice. Like, and like it makes sense. Like I'm yeah. When it's just me by myself, especially, like of course I'm gonna be like the first person on the bill if like after me is like rock bands or yeah. whatever, and like I think that's great, and it also means that I can like stop being nervous right at the beginning of the night after my set. I can just like have a drink or whatever, but yeah, I don't know, I feel like it's good. I've definitely thought about it, but I guess the conclusion that I am coming to is just that like this is who I am, and there's nothing wrong with that. And like, yeah, I have I'm friends with a lot of bands who play like heavier music. But I feel like there's like a healthy mix, you know, of like genres. So yeah, like depending on who I'm playing with at which time, like it, it can mesh in different ways. And so I don't know. Yeah, that's not, that's kind of a non-answer, but that's, those are my thoughts about it.
That's definitely got me thinking back to some shows I've been to around here with an eclectic mix of people. And, you know, there are some venues that are very different. The Buddha's downtown, a converted warehouse, and plenty of basements. The Red Gate, which is kind of the place to be for indie bands in town.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite place, a favorite venue that you've been to?
Yeah, Red Gate. No question. Red Gate is awesome. I love them.
Why is that? What makes you love Red Gate?
I guess just like the vibes. I don't know. It's they're always very gracious about like us, meaning a bunch of kids who don't really know what they're doing and we're just figuring it out. And like, you know, like for example, when I had my first show there, I was like, "Hi, I want to book a show here, but I have no idea how to do that." And they're like very helpful with that kind of thing. And like, I think also just the way they run stuff is really good, and all the people there are really nice. And I always have a good time there. And I think everyone else that I know also always has a good time there. So
yeah, there's definitely a community spirit embodied by Red Gate.
Totally.
And just to be upfront, I'm sitting on the other end of the mic from where I was a while ago, and Sarah was the one who offered my band our first show in when we were coming from Victoria to Vancouver. There's a sense of, you know, everybody lifting each other up that you really feel, whether it's at the radio station or at these local venues or just from folks and other bands. Was that, you know, the case when you first started? Did you always feel welcomed into the community?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the community that you and I are talking about right now didn't really exist so much like a year ago. Mm. At least the one that I am a part of. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there are many communities, but like the one that I'm a part of and that the one that you are a part of, like I think during COVID, obviously, like in the time when we weren't like seeing people, like there wasn't so much of that. But yeah, in the past year, it's become like this really beautiful thing. And like, you know, I'm like graduating this year and I've thought about like, where am I going to live after I graduate? And like, one of the main things that keeps me, like makes me want to stay in Vancouver is just like this beautiful musical community that we've built. Yeah. And actually, I've had people say to me, like a couple people, and it makes me feel so weird. Like, I don't know how to respond to it. They're like, "Sarah, like, I think you played a really integral role in building this community because of like your house shows." And I mean, that makes me feel pretty good, but like, I don't know how true that is, but like, that's something that I've heard from people. And like, it just makes me really want to like keep doing that kind of stuff. And like, I don't know, I feel like very passionate. Like, I feel almost equally passionate about being a supporter of other musicians as I do about like doing my own music. So yeah, I feel like if I were to be like on my like gravestone or whatever, it'd be like Sarah, friend, musician, musical supporter, you know? Yeah.
Is that where you see yourself kind of going as far as making music, say, a profession? Would you want to run a venue? Would you want to be a community organizer?
You know, yeah.
It's a hard question.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm very much in a place in my life right now where I'm like, I'm 22 and I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing.
Absolutely not.
So yeah, I have no idea. Like, that is, I enjoy doing it now and I plan to keep doing it. Whether I focus a lot more energy on it or not kind of depends on what my life throws at me in the next life. So not next life, but in the whole time. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, well, we've got just about 4 minutes left on air before we're going to head back to some music. Do you have anything that's been on your mind, something that you're excited about, something that has just happened that you...
you want to talk about many things. I guess one thing that I have been starting to do is... Like, I have, like, a lot of songs that I've written, like, so many, and, like, I have recorded some of them, and not all of them, but I recently was, like, you know, it'd be pretty cool to have, like, an actual album of songs, because there are just so many of them, and, like, I don't have, like, a date in mind for when I would have this album completed or anything, but, like, I'm working with producer friends on recording the songs, and I have songs that are like recorded and finished and I'm just not releasing yet because I'm like, it'd be cool to release them all into this one big thing. So that might be something that happens soon. Well, not soon, but in the foreseeable future.
Ooh, so we've got new music to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you tend to do a lot of recording yourself? Are you somebody who goes home and has an idea in your head? I know that I do. Sometimes I just sit down at the computer and I'm like, I want to bang out a song. I want to do something. Do you just have like a file of recordings that you've made that may never see the light of day?
Honestly, no. I don't enjoy producing. I really, like, I tried to get into it. And like the first couple of songs that I... Actually, most of the songs that I've released are like self-produced, and like I have no idea how to produce, and like they don't sound very like professionally produced, which is fine, but like I really just don't enjoy doing it, and that's why I'm very grateful that I've like met people who want to like do that with me and who know a lot more than I do. So yeah, that's just not really my like area of interest. Yeah, it's more for me, it's definitely more like I'm more like analog, like I'll play the guitar and that kind of thing.
So is that because there are kind of two ways that I know people go. They either record as a means to perform, or they perform between recordings. Are you more of a I record to get my stuff out there and then I just want to be in front of people kind of person?
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I probably like performing more. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't say I have like really either is more important to me. It's sort of just like these are the two things that you do when you make music, right? So I'm gonna do them. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I know a lot of people who it's like the recording is like that's the big thing. But like, I don't really feel that way. For like, I like doing all of it. It's all fun for me.
It should all be fun. That's what music's about.
Yeah.
The first rule is to have fun.
Exactly.
Well, we're coming to the end of our hour here with Sarah in the studio. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug before we get out?
Yeah, sure.
On the soapbox.
You can follow my Instagram. It's Sarah Carboni Music, and Sarah does not have an H, and then Carboni is spelled like carbone. And you can also find me on Spotify and Bandcamp and all that good stuff. And then if you want to follow my band, we're cattv.band on Instagram, and hopefully we're going to be doing some shows soon, and that'll be really fun.
I hope so as well. Well, thanks so much, Sarah, for coming in and closing off our week of Degree Navigator.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. See you folks in the future.